with this Pittsburgh Works, it's not only about great businesses and industries like the Pittsburgh International Airport and the tremendous impact to the economy and the millions of people that are ultimately served there and the benefit to the region. It's also about Pittsburgh people owning Pittsburgh businesses that are offering services that truly do make a major impact on the lives of the people in this community. And with us right now is David Manet. He's the founder of Manet Financial Services Network. David, welcome to KDK and Pittsburgh Works.
Well, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Also with us is Brian Langdon. He is CLU. CLU stands for?
Brian.
Brian, I want to make sure I introduce you correctly. Brian, what does CLU stand for? Oh, one more button.
Chartered Life Underwriter.
One more time, please.
Chartered Life Underwriter.
Chartered Life Underwriter. Thank you very much. Brian Langdon is the Director of Long-Term Care at Ash Brokerage. And what we're going to talk about tonight is the issue of long-term care insurance. And this is something that is critically important, I think, for just about everybody, because whether you're in a position to where you are concerned about it within the next couple of years, or you're worried about your parents, or you're really wanting to get your long-term planning in line, it's something that everybody needs to look at. David, would you go along with that? I mean, this is something that everybody needs to consider, long-term care insurance.
Oh, absolutely. Long-term care insurance is one of those products that essentially you will grow into. As you get older, it will become a very important part of your overall financial plan. And it's something that definitely needs to be addressed, because our government has made it extremely clear. I mean, and when I say our government, I'm talking about, it doesn't matter who the president will be. I know we're in the grasp of a big election here, but it really doesn't matter who, whether it's a Republican or Democratic Congress or president. Long-term care, the government has made it very clear that they just don't have the ability to be able to provide long-term care for people as they get older, mm-hmm. and as they live a much longer life.
Yeah, when you think back to whether it's Social Security or Medicare at its beginnings, life expectancies were so much shorter then, and the ultimate cash layouts just so much less then. But as people are living longer, the advances of modern medicine, people living better lives, next thing you know, there are greater and greater quote-unquote burdens that are placed upon society, and then how well are we going to adjust to be able to handle all of that? Brian Langdon with us. Brian, isn't that really what the issue is here? How are we coping and adjusting to the changing needs that we have as we grow old?
Yes, it is, and life expectancy is an issue. Also, the changing demographics here in the United States with the baby boomers. You know, I used to talk about long-term care and the fact that the baby boomers coming. Well, the baby boomers are here today, and they will put a unique pressure on our long-term care delivery system over the next 25 years.
What about, because I know what some people are thinking right now, long-term care insurance, they've heard about it, there's some bad rap that goes along with it, and I've also heard the argument, well, listen, you know, when I get old, I don't have any money to take care of myself, the government will just step in and take care of everything for me. David, where do people err in that kind of thinking?
Well, in a lot of different ways. A candidate for long-term care or a policy of some sort to handle long-term care, mm-hmm. Is really not necessarily for the people that are, we'll call them poor, people with not a lot of assets. Yes, the government system has some things in place to help take care of them. For people who are very wealthy, they what we call self-insure. They have enough money in their coffers mm-hmm. to pretty much handle any long-term care need that they may have. It's kind of the people in the middle, and okay. I jokingly call it the donut hole. I don't want to confuse the donut hole with what a lot of people think of as with Medicare, the prescription drug donut hole.
Right.
I'm referring to people middle America. People that have, you know, enough assets that they're concerned about losing them to long-term care and not being able to pass them on to their heirs.
Right.
And I'm talking about especially a husband and wife, to where they may spend down the assets to take care of one of the two of the spousal team, mm-hmm. if you will, and leaving the other one destitute because they have spent so much money on long-term care.
Brian Langdon is with us as well, along with David Monet. We're talking with Monet Financial Services Network about long-term care insurance, especially the MoneyGuard program. Brian, I want to ask you about something that David just mentioned regarding you have an elderly couple and then one of them does need that long-term care. How catastrophic can it be for that couple if one does need the care and then all of those assets could be spent? How dire could the situation be if there isn't insurance in place?
You know, most of us in America today, we spend our lives, trying to pay off our house, raise our kids, get them educated, get them out. And somewhere in the process, we whether it's a 401k or, years ago there was individuals who could get a pension, but we do some savings to do for retirement. So we get to the retirement years, the kids are out of the house a lot of times is mostly paid for, and then we think we have enough money to live on, and that illness, custodial care need comes in, and the check that you thought you had for your daily expenses are now for care. And it's a part, as David said, a donut hole that we don't plan for. And we strongly recommend that individuals not only have a plan, but to communicate that plan around them to their friends, their neighbors, their loved ones, so that you maintain control at a time in life where the expenses could overwhelm you.
We are talking with David Monet, founder of Monet Financial Services Network, also Brian Langdon, director of long-term care at Ash Brokerage, and it's about MoneyGuard, how different MoneyGuard is compared to all of the other long-term care insurance programs there are that are out there. And we need to take this little pause here for news headlines coming up in a moment. But right afterwards, we're going to begin to explain to you the differences and what makes MoneyGuard so much better than everything else that you've been exposed to. Details on that just minutes away. News Radio 1020, KDKA.